You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today we will be meditating on a particularly important passage from Scripture, John 3:14-21. In the passage, Christ explains to Nicodemus the Father's plan for the salvation of his people. And it goes something like this. One must look and believe the Son, whom God sent, and so be saved. Truth is, we cannot stand idle before Jesus' mission. The gospel requires a decision from us, either for or against God, who loves us to an incredible extent. And the passage starts with a prescription for Israel when wandering in the desert. God said something like, "Look and live." We too can be healed not from poison that can harm our bodies, but from sin that rots our souls. I would recommend that we meditate on this passage in two sections. The first one contains one of the most shocking verses about God's love for mankind. Verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." These verses from verse 14 to 18 repeatedly say, "whoever believes in him." And this speaks to us about the freedom that we have to accept the salvation that he is offering us. It is up to us. God is opening the door, and all we must do is enter through it. And what's on the other side? Eternal life. Let's hold on to this promise for a second. Eternal life. Have you cherished it enough yet? There's such a fullness of life waiting for us if we believe in our Lord. I look forward to this with my whole heart. And these 40 days is a season when many of us fast. You might have experienced the pains of longing for different desires over your life. How great was the breakfast? How great was the feast after the wait? And these pangs teach us something about the wait that we're enduring, a better feast, eternity with God. The next section, from verse 19 onwards, say, "And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his work should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. Christ is the light that has come into the world. Sin kept us in darkness, and we needed healing. This is why God the Father raised Christ as a bronze serpent, so we would look up to the light and be saved. For as you might recall, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Living in the light. This is an exhortation for us to the light in the light." No pun intended. When Christ comes into our lives, our true heart is revealed. And as I said earlier, we face a decision. Either we come to the light or remain hidden in darkness. But there's no joy in hiding. Won't you rather walk with God and live in freedom? It is good to be with the Lord, and he calls us and equips us for it. We can do it. We can keep faith. We can do what is true in God. As John Wesley puts it, bringing it all together, in the light, in the power, and the love of God, we can do these things. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.